Blog Talk Radio.
Host Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for all that are here on today that have called in, those that are listening actually on the website today. God bless you. God keep you. Come on and shout you out. Come on. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth right now. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. Amen. The sea is his, for he made it. Amen. In his hands from the dry land, amen. Oh, come and let us worship. Bow down and let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, amen, and shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Connie, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, giving God our praise and honor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to shout today about the blessings and the mercy and the grace that he has extended to my family, my immediate family, and my extended family in the past couple of months. He has really, really covered all of them through all of my prayers, and I just want to thank him for his mercy and his grace.
My Lord, yes, God, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Oh, my, when you realize it is God that has kept you, amen, God that has saved you, God that has blessed you, God has healed you. I'm just saying, knowing that is nothing but God, amen, giving God all praise, glory, and honor in every situation, amen, that's what we must do as believers. Amen. As believers, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Connie, you and your family. May God continue to comfort, guide, strengthen, and protect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and bless all that you're concerned about and love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, Cousin Brenda, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another glorious day.
Yes.
A beautiful
yes,
year
Lord.
Today. Thank God for life and life more
yes,
abundantly.
God.
I thank him so
yes,
much for
Lord.
His love, his mercy, and his grace. Like Connie said, you know, he's just been so amazing, so good to
yes, Lord.
All of my family,
yes, Lord.
All the ones we've been praying for and praying with. And
amen.
I just
Amen.
Thank him. I just praise him. I just praise his holy and righteous name.
Jesus.
My
Jesus.
God. So good.
My
so good.
God. Yes, he is.
He loves
yes,
me,
he
and
is.
I love him, and I thank him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Just being in that place of thanksgiving, praying a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking God for what he's done. Sister Dilly couldn't be on today. She did call me. She's at the doctor. So we want to lift her up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we pray that all is well, Father God, we know you to be a miracle-working God. So, Lord God, we know you to be a God that can make a way out of nowhere. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, Lord, that you work miracles, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Carol, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, to heal our body right now. Oh, Father God, release your healing virtue, oh God, into the life and body of your daughter, Carol Dillon. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you make a way out of nowhere, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will send your anointed doctors and medical staff to see about your daughter, Carol, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every plan and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now to cause sickness, to cause hurt, pain, discomfort, disease, or viruses to our body. Right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we cancel every assignment of a wicked one, evil spirit, evil doer right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that you've heard our prayers and you answered our prayers concerning our sister and friend, mother, and loved one, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that she is victorious in every area of her life, that she is healed, that she is delivered, that she is set free, amen, and that she is blessed, amen, by you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the testimony that's being birthed in the life of your daughter, Cara Billy, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. I know lately you all have not heard Evangelist Kimberly Rapport on the call. She normally is, but she started work. So we thank God for blessing her with work, amen, so that she can be able to provide more and help with her family. So we thank God so she's not able to be on at 12 o'clock. Some people are working now. At first, a lot of people were off work because of the pandemic, but people are starting to go back to work. So we thank God that God has given us this platform at 12, and a few of us that can get on, I thank God for you to be able to get on at the 12 o'clock hour. And I thank God for blessing those that we have prayed for to be able to be financially stable, amen, and have the income to be able to provide for their household. So we just thank God for moving. I thank God for the Bible says, well, there are two or three gathered in his name, touching in the green, there he is in the midst. So, Father God, we just thank you for being in the midst right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where it's two or three of us gathered here today, amen. We don't worry about numbers because God makes numbers count, amen. We just do what God has called us to do. Sometimes we get discouraged by the numbers. We get discouraged, you know, when we don't receive things the way that we think we should receive it or that we ask. So we just thank God being in a place of thanksgiving, like Sister Connie and Sister Brenda Gale today, just being in a place of thanking God and looking and just seeing what God has already done and what he is doing. And by faith, what he's about to do, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today I want to pray for the lost, amen. So here Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, believing and trusting, Father God, that all that we pray for and about, you will answer our prayers because we believe, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we come touching and agreeing, oh God, for your word says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. And what are we asking? Jesus, same that you shall do. So we come asking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of love, the only begotten Son, oh God. So Heavenly Father, we pray right now for the loss of the world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. As we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Amen. We ask that the Lord of the harvest of the hallelujah thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day. Hallelujah. To share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that they will, hallelujah, that it will touch their hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come praying with thanksgiving, Lord, with love, respect, and honor. All belongs to you. We love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We pray for the protection of our children, whether they are young or they're grown. You know, even as mothers, we are constantly in that place. Concern, I should say, they're not worried, but concern always, wanting to make sure that our children are well, wherever they are at any age, amen. And I believe that every mother can agree with me on that. Well, I want to talk about just a little bit today, and I'm going to move on to something else quickly here. Amen. Father God, we thank you. It's to rest. A lot of us are worried, dealing with so much, but we forget to rest because the Bible tells us to rest in him, to rest in God, and know, hallelujah, that it's already done. When you believe, hallelujah, when you solely believe, with no doubt, you can rest and know that God has you. Whatever it will turn out to be, amen. It's, you know, trusting God for the result and decreeing the plan that's already done, but resting in it, because not only to speak it, but all your action has to show that you are trusting God to be able to rest in that situation that is difficult, to rest in trials and tribulations because you trust God, and that is a sign that you truly trust God. Anybody can give lip service, but can you trust God by your actions? Because your actions will truly show if you trust God by resting. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 33:12, the beloved of the Lord rests in safety. The high God surrounds him all day long. The beloved rests between his shoulders. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 2:2, on the seventh day rested God. On the seventh day, God rested from all his work. So when you think of rest, y'all, you probably think of a nap or a picture yourself soaking in a tub while you need physical rest. God wants your soul well rested and full of his presence as well. We're talking about your mind with your thoughts. Read encouraging scriptures that build your faith. Spend time with him in prayer. You'll feel like you've had a spiritual power nap. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you'll come away rested and strengthened in your soul, safe from the assault of the day. Amen. Say, many women put in 40 hours a week, and as ourselves, we are women that are here today that's on the line. Amen. Not to put any, not to leave the men out, but I want to speak to the women of God today. See, many of us put in 40 hours a week at a full-time job, or even more than that, and then come home to care for the house and the family. Don't forget to take time out for you. If God rested after working all week, then it's important to take care of yourself. Amen. The list of things to do will wait. Amen. Press the pause button and rest your mind, your body, and your emotions. Amen. You're precious. Amen. You are precious. Precious and valuable to God and all those who love you. You're worth it. Amen. You're worth it. So take a moment and relax. Who am I talking to today? Who am I talking to today? Amen. Hallelujah. Rest yourself. Rest your mind. Hallelujah. God is with you. God rested on the seventh day. Rest. Rest yourself. Amen. I wanted to give that word because I know we as women, amen, daughters, wives, you know, mothers, you know, sisters, a lot of us, we try to be that one and do for everybody, and we're constantly running and doing this, and, oh, we got to go do this with that person. I got to go take care of this and make sure this and that. Rest. Rest. Take care of you. We need you around, so take care of you. All right. God bless. God bless everyone today. Our lesson today, you all, that I'm giving here on the shout to encourage, amen, by the word of God is being obedient to obey. See, faith gives birth to obedience, and obedience and matures faith. See, there can be no maturity of faith without obedience, amen. See, hallelujah. Only he who believes is obedient. Only he who is obedient believes, amen. I'm going to say that again. Only he who believes is obedient. Only he who is obedient believe. See, the two, obedience and faith, are always found in tandem, you all, each empowering the other. Amen. Hallelujah. So for maturing faith, faith which depends and grows as we live our Christian life, it's not just knowledge, but knowledge acted upon. It is not just belief, but belief lived out. Hallelujah. But belief lived out in practice. Every day we practice this. We were preaching it on yesterday, you all. We have a 10 o'clock, oh God bless. We have a 10 a.m. service, and I'm telling you, it was on fire, filled with the Holy Ghost. We still have the 2 o'clock service, you all, but living a life, you practice that thing day in and day out, amen? It's a practice, so it becomes you, amen? It becomes every day for you. It's routine now. You're practicing the things of God and living a life of faith and obedience in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is important. People say, how do I stay there? You practice that thing. You say you want to lose weight. What you do? You practice eating. And right, you practice that working out daily. It's something that you do daily, in and out, amen, to maintain, to stay in that place, amen. See, it is as simple and challenging as that, amen. I want you to understand, faith is infectious, you all, and if you want to be radical in your faith, you will have to go near those who are clearly infected by it, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Go near by immersing yourself in the journey of faith and the stories of men and women who have trusted God in some remarkable circumstances. Read their, hallelujah, biographies, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be beyond that. You may want to mind the hearts of some of the men and women of faith who are in your church and community and even in your family, amen. See, many book-worthy stories will never find their way into a book, so you must go and find them, amen. See, the stories these saints can tell, stories of God's faithfulness, will slowly infect and affect their faith, amen. Hallelujah. See, I'm going to let you know this today. See, you have to evict unwelcome house guests. See, do not miss this last one, you all. It may be the most important of all. Unbelief has been and remains the enemy's most strategic ploy from the beginning. Asking the question, has God said it? Has God said it? That is the most strategic plot and plan of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, has God said it? Has God said, This is what he said. This is what the serpent said to Eve. Has God said, see, the enemy hates you and has a diabolical plan for your life. He wants unbelief to set up resident in your life. Look at the evidence from history, y'all. The nation of Israel wandered about in the desert, you all, for 40 years and perished there because of their unbelief. See, read the progression of how they didn't remember God's works, but rebuked and had no faith in the promise. When we look in the book of Psalm 106, chapter 1 through 25, when Jesus walked on the dusty streets of Jerusalem, he applauded great faith, but had some of his most searing words for those who lived in unbelief. He marveled at their unbelief and did not do mighty works because of it. We see this in the book of Mark 6 and 6. See, understand, they had the healer, they had the Messiah with them, but they did not believe, so many could not be healed. The Bible records that only a few were able to be healed, but the rest were not able to be healed because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Understand this. As believers, we have been called to a life of faith. But here's the kicker. All of our life in Christ, from start to finish, is one long hearing test. Did you hear what God said? Did we believe him? Did we obey him? Did we trust him? Do we believe him still? Are we obeying him still? Are we trusting him still? See, many years ago, hallelujah, 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 I was in that place. Trust and believe. At that point, God is going to do it no matter what. When I was 40 days or 40 nights of fasting with no food, trusting God, didn't go to work, didn't leave out my house, didn't do a show, I said, God, I'm going to trust you. Whatever you want to do in me, how you want to do it, if I got to be on the corner, I'm going to trust you, brother God. I gave it all up. I released everything from my hands, finances. I did not move. I was in a place of saying, God, I'm going to trust you with it all. I'm not going to just trust you with some because I got a little bit. No, I'm going to trust you with everything right here, right now, and I'm going to be still, and I'm going to allow you to speak to me. I'm going to allow you to point to me. I'm going to allow you to do whatever it is you want to do with me, Father God, but I won't move. I won't go, and I won't allow the enemy to move me with his tactics and speaking and how you're going to pay your bills. How you going to do this if you don't go to work? People are calling you for work, and you need to work. How you going to take care of this? Ain't nobody here for you. I trusted God. It was a time for me to stand up for what I was saying and stay in that place of faith and believing and what I move, trusting God. It's a God said move. Hallelujah. Have you been there before? Have you been there? And are you still there today, trusting God and moving according to what God is speaking to you in your life? Are you still believing God? Are you still believing? That is the question. Are you still believing? See, it's about what you can believe. Everything's about what you believe. If you believe, you can have it. If you believe you are, you are. If you believe you can have it, you work towards it. It's all about your belief. But what do you believe? What have you put your trust in? Hallelujah, hallelujah. What have you put your trust in? What have you put your trust in, you all? My God, my God. I want you all today to decide if you're going to trust God for the rest of your life. There's a song that said, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Have you decided that? Today I'm going to follow Jesus. Have you decided at any point in your life that you're going to follow Jesus and you're not going to turn back? You're going to keep on keeping on. You're going to keep trusting. You're going to keep believing. And there's nothing the enemy can say. Do you know how to speak to that thing and keep moving? Do you know how to, hallelujah, do you know how to come against that thing like a battle ram? Do you know how to? Because you have the power and the authority, because God has given you that power and the authority through Christ Jesus to overcome anything that is in this world. But do you believe it? It all lies there in your belief. Do you believe? Do you believe? Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for one more time here to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name as we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ and through his precious blood, we receive the everlasting covenant and we receive the sure mercies of David. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we go out with joy and hallelujah and we live forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break forth before us into singing and all the trees of the field clap their hands in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Cypress and myrtle trees will grow in fields once covered by thorns, and then those trees will stand as a lasting witness to the glory of the Lord our God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls, and you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off, and we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have come to the mountain of the Lord, and hallelujah, and we are joyful in the house of prayer right now, and we offer to God the sacrifice of praise, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, let our light break forth as the morning. Let our help spring forth speedily. Hallelujah. Let our righteousness go forth before you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And let you, Lord, be our rear guard. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, guide us continually and satisfy our soul and drought and strengthen our bones, oh God. Let us be like a water garden, like a spring of water whose water fails not. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us build up the old waste places. Amen. And let us raise up the foundation of many generations. Oh, Lord, let us be the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the past to dwell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we delight in you. Cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed us, hallelujah, with the heritage of Jacob, for your mouth has spoken it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the nations fear you from the west and your glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we receive your covenant and your spirit is upon us and your words are in our mouth and we thank you. Let your church arise, shine. Oh, Lord, for we are your church. For the glory of the Lord is rising upon us and we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon the church and let those in darkness come to the light and see the brightness of our rising in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the sons and daughters of the nations come to Zion today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our hearts swell with joy, oh God, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Zion, the church, and we are the church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Zion gates are open continually, and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, they, hallelujah, are not shut day or night, that men may breathe the wealth of the nation, let the glory of Lebanon come to Zion, let your sanctuary be beautified, and let the place of your feet be glorious, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the city of the Lord, we are the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Lord, we thank you right now. My Lord, my God. Lord, instead of tyranny of the presence, oh God, you will appoint peace as your officers and righteousness, hallelujah, as your taskmakers. Amen. Violence shall no more be heard in our land, nor devastation or destruction within our walls. In the name of Jesus Christ, within our borders. Oh, but we, hallelujah, will call, hallelujah, will call our wall salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is our everlasting light, and our God is our glory. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, instead of shame, we will receive double honor. Amen. We will receive an everlasting covenant, and we are the seed of the Lord that is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We delight greatly in the Lord. Our soul rejoices in our God, for he has clothed us with garments of salvation and arrayed us in the robe of righteousness. Amen. Let righteousness and praise spring forth before all nations, oh God. Let the nations see your righteousness and all kings your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. We, hallelujah, have a crown of glory on our heads, and we thank you, Lord God, that you have given it to us in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, bless everyone on the line today, Father God, in only the way that you know how, Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that before we call, you will answer, oh God. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear, and we thank you, Lord God. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here on the shout today. Remember, we're back here tomorrow at 12 here on the shout. Amen. Glory to God. You take care. At this time, I just thank God for you, Sister Connie and Cousin Brenda Gill, that you all took the time out to come on today. Amen. That you all with me here today. And we thank God for his presence. God bless you. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we come together that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that on a great day. But when I get